This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We Are The People, the official theme song for Euro 2020 happening this weekend from Martin Garrix featuring Bono and The Edge from U2.
Yeah, so that's kicking off this week, Euro 2020s. We're going to be looking forward to that. A lot of late night games, hopefully, to take us through the weekend, right?
Yep.
But actually, what we're going to be talking tonight, firstly, is pretty depressing, but I hope you can stick with us. We have the spotlight on what's going on in Myanmar tonight. And it's been 5 months since the military junta coup on February 1st, and the situation doesn't seem to be getting any better. Military violence are reported on the daily as human rights violations continue across the country. And through a few reports that have come up, the junta are also clamping down on influential individuals that they believe to be spreading propaganda against them. So far, they've imprisoned celebrities, musicians, and influential public figures in efforts to clamp down any kind of dissent towards the military power.
Yeah, but even in these bleak times, music has still found a way to exist despite the military's effort to cripple connectivity. Stable internet access is reportedly minimal, and protest songs have taken center stage since the coup. And tonight, we're going to be talking to Myanmar band Rebel Riot to get a glimpse about the situation that their underground and independent musicians are facing over there.
Yes, joining us from Yangon tonight is Cho Cho, the frontman and founder of street punk band Rebel Riot, a band who've been active since 2007, and they've released 3 albums using purely DIY production and distribution methods. Thanks for speaking with us, Cho Cho. Throughout the history, songs can be quite effective in putting your message across, especially with lyrics that stand up against oppression. And, you know, music and rebellion movements go hand in hand because of that. But what are your thoughts on using music in activism, especially with regards to the situation in your country?
Music is very important. For example, in Myanmar, against the military coup protests, they use music called Gaba Maji Wu Song and the, you know, Twenty Song. So everywhere when they go to protest, they sing in this song. So music is the strongly for their protest. So for me, connection with music and activation is very important. But not only music, every creation and activation is like a pyramid. We are depend on each other. Some revolution without creation is boring. Also, you know, not so long. Only creation without revolution also not good. It's in my view. So should be together. Revolution, creation. Creation, revolution. This is, should be together. Not only can be music, you know, can be poetry, can be graffiti.
Yeah, and Rebel Riot's street punk music may not play on state-owned broadcaster channels, but the internet has really helped you guys to release new material. Your band's music can be found on global platforms like Bandcamp and YouTube. Can you tell us more about how state censorship is affecting your band?
Under our military system for so long, even you are alternative thinking, not about politics, just alternative thinking, they block your creation by music or by movie or by literature. You cannot sing politics at all. You cannot promote about democracy at all. You cannot promote about human rights. You cannot promote about freedom.
Wow, that's pretty depressing. But, you know, you've managed to stay as a band, you know, all this while by staying off the radar. In these trying times, there seems to be little opportunity for your words to inspire the anti-coup uprising. In fact, any kind of protest music to be heard for that matter. What does the future hold for you and your band?
I don't know anything what happened in this hour because a lot of our band members are not safe right now. They can arrest me or they can arrest other people because I speak a lot of media. I go on the demonstration. I am one of their target for sure. So I try to hide myself. So I don't know, you know, Myanmar politics is always complicated. You know, nobody know the military coup happened before February 1st. It's happened. Maybe nobody know tomorrow will be super independent. Also can be happen, you know, everything can be happen all the time. Even political side people are, they cannot say sure thing from Myanmar political situation because Myanmar political situation is very, very complicated. So I don't know what happened in future, but I don't care about future, you know. We're trying to fully alive today, right? For example, if today they arrest me, I'm ready because I'm happy. Yesterday, I believe what I'm doing and I do what I believe. So I should live today for fully what I believe.
Yeah, I read about that. You know, celebrities, musicians and creatives that are deemed as activists have been taken in by the military authorities. And that says a lot about the threat they see in soft powers, which can be pretty influential to societies. But why do you speak to media? Why do you put yourself at risk?
Of course, I'm scared. I don't want to be arrested. Of course, I'm scared. I don't want to be dying. But I scare more to be slave of this system, you know. I scare more to be slave of military junta. So what can I do? I want to help to the revolution. Also, I want to speak out what I believe. We fighting for free to speak, free to think, free to live. So this is more important. So I scare. I don't want to be arrested, but I scare more to be slave. So when I compare these two things, I need to speak out what I believe, you know. So that's why I speak to the media. Maybe media can speak out my voice. So this is more important. I should do something for revolution, even small thing, you know. When I can speak, I should speak. When I can sing, I should sing. When I helping to the people, I should help to the people. So even small thing, every day is revolution. So I try to speak out what I believe to the media. I know this is very dangerous for me, but, you know, anyway, we are dangerous anyway, you know. You speak or not, you're a dangerous person and they are target. So
thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us tonight, Chocho. I hope that you and people around you keep safe. Our thoughts are with you in these dark times. That was Chocho, frontman and founder of Myanmar street punk band Rebel Riot. You can check out their sound on YouTube. Here's a clip of their latest protest number, which the band released weeks after the military coup in February. This song called One Day by Rebel Riot.
Are you ready, everybody? Fight for your rights. Fight for your life. There's a time for revolution.
When we come back, we are going to find out how a software can help to isolate each instrument in a song. But to take you there, we have a tune by Grammy-winning reggae songstress Coffee.
That's right. She just won a Grammy for Best Reggae Record last year with her EP Rapture, becoming the youngest and the first woman to win a Grammy in that category.
Nice.
And she then released this song that we're going to listen to next called Pressure. So here's Coffee with Pressure on the Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.